Lesterday from the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. At least that's what I think it is. Guys, Heath Cummings, Mike McClure, will you have any pitchers not named John Lester?
I mean, what? Are you going to bury the lead? I won Dong Chasers last week.
Oh, yeah, you did. Congratulations.
Like, somebody besides Mike won Dong Chasers.
Well, yeah, it's his third week loss of the season. I believe that gives Heath two wins, and yes. I have one win.
And the bigger news, you're not being doubled up anymore.
I'm not. I mean, it's...
You will be after tonight.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Jeez.
Now, you got a Dong yesterday, too, right?
I did.
So we both get to pick before Mike.
Yeah, Mike gets to pick last. I think we should take our time. Really make him sweat.
Okay, so back to answer the question. No, it's Lester or bust.
Lester or bust on Monday.
And when I say bust, I mean Christian Friedrich.
I think he was a top prospect. I think you could charitably call him a bust.
Yeah, and he might be good tonight because he faces a really bad offense.
Well, let's talk about John Lester. What do you like specifically about John Lester tonight? Is it how good he is specifically? How much better he is than everybody else on the schedule? The fact that he's got the Phillies, yep. All of the above.
All of the above.
Those are all things that I like about John Lester. You made a list of good things about John Lester, yeah. And it was a perfectly encompassing list.
He is averaging 39.7 fantasy points per game. That is actually only the second highest among starting pitchers tonight.
I assume the first highest is your boy Steven Matz.
And it's surprising. That because
why is it surprising if I guessed it?
Well, because his first start of the season was an abject disaster. He had negative 13 points and he's still averaging 40.1 fantasy points per game. Steven Matz is an ace.
Steven Matz is an ace. Steven Matz has just a disaster of a matchup today, though.
It's not a good one. We'll stay on John Lester for a minute. What percentage of, I don't think we need to belabor the point too much, but what percentage of your lineups tonight will have John Lester as the starting pitcher?
40 to 50%.
Okay.
75.
Wow. You know, Mike never pulls his punches. You always have the stronger take than Heath.
That's not true at all.
I think it is.
That's not true.
All right, maybe it's
but
not true.
But tonight I will have John Lester on pretty much every lineup.
Okay. If you don't have John Lester, how much are you going to pay for pitcher? Are you going to go in the sub $8,000 range or above $8,000?
A little bit of both for me, but it won't be any Steven Matz.
Okay, there are five pitchers between $8,000 and $10,000 tonight. Who's your favorite among this group? Masahiro Tanaka, $9,700. Steven Matz, $9,700. Chris Archer, $9,000. Michael Fulmer, $8,000. And J.A. Happ, so $8,000.
It's just J.Happ, right?
Yeah, it's just J.
Okay. The A is silent.
Yeah.
I think, well, it's Matz for me, even in that matchup.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I mean, I don't plan on using any of those guys other than Matz.
The Pirates have a 3.43 WOBA this year against left-handed pitchers.
That's where do they rank?
They are tied for fourth with the Cubs, who also face a lefty.
That has to have gone down in the last week because they weirdly struggled against Adam Conley and Wei-Yin Chen last week.
Right.
Did not expect that at all, but yeah, they're good against lefties. They're best hitters, with the exception of Polanco, are righties.
Right, yes. Yeah. I'm going to go with Tanaka. I mean, it's not a great strikeout matchup. In fact, it's a bad one.
Yep.
Yeah, but the Angels are weird. They are both a good matchup and a mediocre one. I would not say they're a bad matchup in any way, but they don't score much, but they don't strike out. They're like the Braves last season.
They're kind of like the Braves this season.
Yeah.
Except they're better.
Yeah.
And like Tanaka's averaging 32 fantasy points per start. He had 42 and 45 in his last two before he had to go against Toronto, which Toronto is really good. But 40 plus and or 36 plus in half of his last 10 starts. It's not a great night to like fade the obvious play.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not real excited about playing Chris Archer, to be honest.
He hasn't given you much reason to be excited about that this season.
No chance.
Yeah.
No. And I really, like, a lot of times I do like Tanaka. I'm not big on Tanaka tonight.
I mean, Chris Archer definitely has a better chance of getting 50 points than Tanaka, right?
I would say yes.
Yes, yeah. Because of the strikeout upside.
I don't know that Tanaka can get 50.
Do you like anybody in the Toronto-Detroit game, or are the offenses too good?
Well, the offenses are good, and I don't like J-Hap.
Okay.
I think he's pitched above his head a little bit this year, and the Tigers lineup is full of right-handed bats
yep.
that crush lefties. Mm-hmm. And I went and checked our good friend Kevin Roth. He does an early morning report, and then he updates it with actual details on RotoGrinders.
Okay.
And the early morning report, there was only one game in which he cited wind.
Okay.
And it was Toronto at Detroit. Blowing out to left at 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour.
That could be bad for a left-handed pitcher.
It could be bad for a left-handed pitcher. It makes the Tigers a nice stack. Yeah. It also makes me want to completely fade Michael Fulmer.
Okay.
I don't want to. I think he's a pretty decent young pitcher.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have any Michael Fulmer tonight. So I'll probably just go dirt cheap if I don't play.
I don't get why he would be more expensive than Matt Schumacher. Like, they've both had three good starts, and Schumacher's three starts have been much better.
Okay. The first question, like, Matt Schumacher, as far as I know, doesn't exist.
It's Matt Schumacher.
So, Matt Schumacher, I agree. Schumacher has a better matchup. I think probably what it is, Fulmer's averaged more fantasy points per start by, like, 50% more this year.
Sure, this year.
Yeah,
no.
We've
Schumacher was awful.
Right. And we've seen Schumacher fail a lot more than we've seen Fulmer fail. Plus...
Yep.
You see, I always think that line of reasoning is flawed. Like, we've seen you fail. The other guy hasn't had an opportunity to fail. Like,
right.
I think that's just bad logic.
Some of the price could be due to pitching at Yankee Stadium.
It might be bad logic for making decisions. I'm not disagreeing with that. But mm-hmm. when it comes to pricing,
okay.
I think it's a logic that's definitely used. And then the other thing is... I don't know if this goes into it, but Fulmer being at home against Jay Happ versus Schumacher being on the road against Tanaka,
okay.
Fulmer's win potential is much higher.
Okay. I think I'd rather play Schumacher.
Just because of the strikeout potential.
Because of the strikeout potential, because of how good he's been over the last three games.
You know,
it's only three games, I know that, and we've talked about this in the office a little earlier, that both him and CeCe Sabathia are kind of turning their seasons around. By relying on in Sabathia's case, a brand new pitch, in Schumacher's case, just a pitch that he's throwing a lot more. And it's a splitter. He was throwing it between 15 and 20% of the time for most of his career. It was his best pitch before this. And then over the last four starts, he's been throwing it at least 45% in each of his starts. And in his last one, it was 62%. There are going to just be all splitters thrown tonight between Tanaka and Schumacher.
Yes. Now, I do want to give some credit because I was a little more excited about Schumacher before our good friend, podcast manager, and resident Yankees homer Adam Azer told me this morning that the Yankees don't really strike out near as much as I thought they did.
Okay.
And I went and looked against right-handed pitchers. They're 22nd at 19.1%.
Well, the Schumacher splitter cares not for your splits.
Okay. Well, I think it probably still does.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I will be playing Matt Schumacher if I don't play John Lester.
Okay. There's a couple of cheap pitchers, though, I think you could really consider.
Okay. Who are they?
Danny Duffy.
Another pitcher that weirdly remaking himself. Basically, he's starting. He started four games after going to the bullpen, and he's just... starting games like a reliever.
He's just pounding the strike zone.
No
one in the majors is throwing strikes more often than Danny Duffy.
And the kind of preeminent doer of that, is that the right way to say that?
The guy that throws a lot of strikes?
Yeah, Phil Hughes has been that guy throughout his career. Phil Hughes is one guy that, Danny Duffy's at 57%, you said, this season.
What's Phil Hughes throw, though, like 92?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that Phil Hughes is not... Phil Hughes is not throwing 96 miles an hour with a sinker like Danny Duffy has been this season. Now, it's weird because he's been able to maintain the velocity that he gained in the bullpen.
Right, just throw harder.
In the start. And, well, that kind of, like... I wrote about this on Friday, and it's kind of like the things that we accept as conventional wisdom for starters are you need to hold something in reserve. Do you? Like, if the results are Danny Duffy's, 4.5 ERA that he had last season, you're holding things in reserve for a time that may not happen. Like, I need to pitch into the seventh inning. Yeah, you might not get to the seventh inning if you pitch like Danny Duffy did last season.
And if you pitch for the Royals, you don't need to pitch into the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Give us six innings of everything you've got, and that's good.
Yeah, he's become just a three-pitch pitcher now. He's pitching out of the stretch.
Only, yes, which more pitchers could do because it's the windup's pretty much inconsequential.
Hey, man, some people don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
We talked about this the other day.
Well, that only because they were forced to learn how to throw out of the windup.
Kids should learn how to throw out of the stretch.
Yes. Yeah. And then also, you guys are going to laugh at me, but Christian Friedrich is not a terrible play tonight. He's 5,800 on FanDuel.
Make your case.
Okay, first off, going back to Duffy real quick.
Okay.
I think he's 4,300 on DraftKings.
Yep.
That's real cheap.
Yeah, you should play Danny Duffy on DraftKings.
Okay, now I'm just going to say that. Let's hear your Christian Friedrich thing.
Okay, Christian Friedrich has made four starts this year.
Yeah.
30 fantasy points against the Mariners,
mm-hmm.
48 against the Diamondbacks,
mm-hmm.
10 against the Dodgers, and 27 against the Brewers.
So he has one good start.
If he scores 27 or 30 fantasy points at 5,800, I'm going to be happy with it. As long as, I mean, Friedrich really works well if you want to play a Cubs-Astros or a Cubs-Rangers double stack.
Okay.
And if those offenses, which are projected to score a lot of runs tonight,
yeah.
if they do that and Friedrich gets you 30, you're going to be happy, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I, again, the Braves are really bad against left-handed pitching.
Okay. Can we let Mike talk? Mike hasn't spoken in 15 minutes.
That's his choice.
It's my choice. I'm enjoying.
I know you said you're only going to... We're only talking about 25%.
That's why he's not talking. He's got nobody else to talk about. He's playing all Lester.
25% of your lineups will not feature John Lester. So who are you playing?
Probably Matt Shoemaker.
Okay.
And maybe one Friedrich lineup.
Okay.
There we go.
Is there anyone we haven't mentioned yet that you guys have any interest at all in playing? Maybe a Mike Fiers against Texas?
No. He's, Mike hates Mike Fiers.
No, I do too. I he's someone that I refuse to even acknowledge in season-long fantasy.
If you had a team that had Fiers on it and you got really mad at him and dropped him 1 week,
uh-huh.
what would you think about changing your team name for that week to putting out Fiers?
Sure.
You kind of like that?
If you tried to trade him, you'd be having a Fiers sale.
That would be, except you couldn't really get anything for him.
No, because he's not bad, but good.
Yeah, he is bad. He and Colby Lewis are the same price, and I think as we get into the stacks, we'll have a nice discussion about who's worse, Mike Fiers or Colby Lewis.
So no other pitchers we even think mentioning for starting, so we'll move on to the pitchers that we think are worth mentioning for stacking against. Who's your favorite stack of the night besides the Chicago Cubs, who are going against Adam Morgan?
Besides the Chicago Cubs. Okay, ooh. I'll let Mike go first because I talked so much about pitchers.
I think the Chicago Cubs, I know they're expensive, but they're going against Adam Morgan, who's maybe the worst pitcher on the slate. It's...
Right.
Yeah. Give me the Kansas City Royals.
Weird.
As always, you can have them. No, they're going against Mike Wright. It's a good matchup for them. And they're
great matchup for
the
them.
The thing that's nice about the Kansas City Royals is they're pretty much always cheap. Cheaper than you would...
Whit Merrifield is $3,100.
Yeah, no,
Whit Merrifield is more expensive than Nomar Mazara.
There are certainly exceptions to that. I believe Elcides Escobar is still in the $2,800,
$2,900
range.
Now.
Oh, okay. He's falling. No, he's
another $100 down. And I hope he doesn't have too good of a game tonight, because if he does, he's not going to get down into autoplay.
On DraftKings, Salvador Perez is $500 more than Danny Duffy.
Yeah, that seems weird. He is,
don't play Salvi on DraftKings.
He is only 2,700 on FanDuel. He seems like a pretty good play.
Yes, I will have Salvador Perez in nearly every FanDuel lineup.
So you got Lester and Sal.
Yep.
On FanDuel,
yep.
It's just like those two are in.
Yep.
And you said Hosmer is a must play on DraftKings. Almost.
Hosmer is a must play on DraftKings. There are 21 first base players more expensive than Eric Hosmer tonight on DraftKings.
And it's not a full slate. It's not like there's a
10-game slate.
10-game slate. That doesn't seem great.
I'm going to play a lot of Hosmer on FanDuel as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if you're going for the traditional stack, Kane, Hosmer, Sal is the easy place to start. I don't know who my favorite one for my fourth Royal would be.
Mine would be Chesler.
Who?
Chesler.
What's his name?
Go ahead and say it, Chris. He's your favorite player.
I legitimately cannot remember. Chesler Cuthbert. Yeah. That
2,300 on FanDuel.
Sure.
He's got some pop.
He did hit a home run 4 days ago.
Due.
Yep.
Although he's not going to hit a home run every 4 days, so he's probably not due. But no, I think Chesler's fine. I think the next two stacks after the Royals and Cubs are both playing in the same game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I prefer the Astros. I say that, but then when I give my lineup, I'm going to have two Dodgers or two Rangers and no Astros.
Good job. Well, the Astros are the much more expensive stack. They've got right. four yep. of the six most expensive players. Yeah, it's a little tougher to stack the Astros.
I just want to be right one time this year when I stack against Colby Lewis.
Okay.
Because I stack against him like three starts in a row and he's amazing, and I don't, and he blows up. So I'm all in on stacking against Colby Lewis until he blows up again, which will be in the next month.
Okay. Which specific? Altuve, Correa, any? What about the cheaper guys there?
It really will depend who's in the lineup. I'd like to. I mean, I'm gonna have some exposure to Gattis for sure.
Okay, he's $3,700, by far the most expensive catcher on FanDuel.
Yes, so that's not one of the cheap guys you were talking about. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just pointing out.
Right. Springer's actually just $3,800. I'll certainly have some of him. And then again, it really depends on who's going to be in the lineup for the Astros.
Some of the cheap lefties, guys like Colby Rasmus, Luis Valbuena,
they're not super cheap.
Super cheap, but $3,000 and $3,200.
There's not one Astros hitter on FanDuel that is going to be in the lineup that's left-handed that's less than Tony Kemp might not be a bad play.
He's been playing.
He has been hitting too.
Yeah,
he's only $2,300.
What about the Rangers?
I like the Rangers a lot. I like Nomar Mazara. Again, I like him most days.
Against
right-hand pitching.
Against righties, yeah. And especially a righty like Mike Fiers, who is prone to giving up home runs.
Yep. So I like Profar. Odor, is Odor back today?
Odor was back a couple days ago,
yes. He should be in.
Playing them together.
Yep.
Which is really weird, because for a while I thought they were the same person. You know, they're both infield prospects that are really streaky, that have a lot of high upside.
Came up at 19 for both of them, I believe.
Both $2,900 on FanDuel today.
I can't bring myself to pay $3,900 for Ian Desmond.
No,
as a point of personal pride. Yeah. I also don't think I would play Elvis Andrus at $3,300. That seems too much. But I feel like the Rangers are a lot better for the cheap guys. Mazara, Profar, Odor.
Prince Fielder's only $2,600.
Moreland, guys that aren't Prince Fielder.
That's one of the first times Mitch Moreland's ever been mentioned on the show without Mike bringing him up first.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to give him some love. You know,
you'll hear about him here in a little bit.
Any other stacks that you guys like?
Oh yeah, there's several other stacks that I like. I think you could play. One guy we didn't mention in the pitchers.
Okay.
Because he has kind of a bad matchup, but it's Tyler Chatwood at Los Angeles.
Okay.
That dude's been amazing on the road this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep his place in the top five in WAR, according to Baseball Reference, this season. I think you could play Rockies against Bolsinger.
Okay.
And that might be about it for me.
I think one that we should mention would be the Rays. I like the Rays tonight.
Against Robbie Ray.
Yes.
The Rays against Ray.
Rays against Ray.
Yeah, the Rays hit lefties pretty well. Yep. Robbie Ray, not particularly good.
Brandon Guyer's out, so it's going to hurt their hit-by-pitch production.
That's true. It's a
very nice park shift for the Rays.
You would want Longoria. You would probably want Souza.
See if Steve Pierce is playing.
Yeah, yep. Steve Pierce would be a decent play. The Rays have some guys. Based on how much of a disaster he was in his first start, James Paxton, the Indians going against James Paxton might not be a bad play either.
They just don't have a lot of righties.
Yeah.
I actually like the other side of that a little bit in a tournament. I like James Paxton as a pitcher in a tournament tonight.
Oh, really?
Yep. I think he's got some strikeout upside.
He does. He struck out 7 in 4 innings in his last start. He's just, I don't know, man. He's someone that we've kind of, like, projected upside onto that he's not really lived up to. I know he's had injuries, but
does it shock you that he's favored over Trevor Bauer?
He's kind of a left-handed Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle, Seattle and Cleveland are roughly similar. It's at Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's not surprising.
You said something, Chris, and I think it's a good.
We haven't mentioned Seattle would be a good stack against Trevor Bauer. I know Trevor Bauer's been decent, shows flashes, but he's a fly ball pitcher with control issues.
We got an email requesting that we do some more like game theory slash teachable moments type stuff. And I think you've brought something up that is a good teachable moment.
Okay.
You mentioned James Paxton had 7 strikeouts in 4 innings in that game. And partially it was against the Padres. But he also faced like 30 batters in 4 innings because he gave up so many runs.
That in smaller sample sizes, so specifically when you're referring to relievers, when you're referring to 2 or 3 starts or a month.
Right.
K percentage is a better indicator of what a pitcher's actually done than Ks per 9.
Yes.
You get a Ks per 9, you get a bonus for being bad, basically.
Right, and it's one of the reasons that James Shields has such a high K per 9 last year.
Yeah.
You should, if you're looking for K potential on a given night, I would definitely be sorting by K percentage instead of K per 9.
Yeah. Thank you That's for it. Teaching us, Mr. Cummings.
Well, I wasn't teaching you. I was teaching our wonderful listeners teachable.
I was using the communal us.
Oh, okay.
The royal us.
I'm sorry for being rude then.
No, you're not.
You're right.
Heath.
Yes.
You have any BVP for us?
I do have BVP for you, Chris.
Let's hear it.
Man, can we just tape that part of the show?
No.
Like, there's certain things we could just...
I want it to be natural.
Play. It's so natural.
I want it to be natural every time we do it.
I think we could just get little bumps that we just play to start each segment, because we started them all the same way anyway. In our BVP lineup, I'm going with Christian Friedrich as my pitcher. And no, he doesn't have a great history against the Braves. I don't even know if he's ever faced them. So it's not... This is not going to be a BVP lineup that Chris likes.
Aw.
Because it doesn't have a pitcher. Matt Wieters is the only catcher that had at least 5 plate appearances against the pitcher and success. He's 2 for 5 against Danny Duffy with an extra base hit. Eric Hosmer is our first baseman tonight, and kind of a similar situation. It's not like there's some good BVP numbers tonight, but there's not really a very much sample size. But Hosmer is 2 for 3 off Mike Wright with a dong. So that's good enough, right? Ian Kinsler against Jay Happ, 3 for 10 with a dong. Kyle Seager going against Trevor Bauer. He's 5 for 12 with a dong.
Yeah, that would be one that I would want to play.
Okay. Carlos Correa. How about Carlos Correa against Colby Lewis? You going to buy into that?
Sure.
5 for 12 with 2 dongs.
I think both of those dongs came in the same game.
Yes.
I remember that game.
You could play pretty much the entire Rockies outfield. I just chose Carlos Gonzalez, who's 5 for 11 with a dong off of Mike Bolsinger. Justin Upton, because I needed a cheap outfielder so I could fit Christian Friedrich in.
Okay.
Justin Upton against Jay Happ, 3 for 5 with a dong.
Okay.
And then Nelson Cruz against Trevor Bauer, 5 for 7 with a dong.
Would it surprise you if I told you I wasn't listening during that segment?
No, I'll go ahead and just in case somebody else wasn't. We got Friedrich, Wieters, Hosmer, Kinsler, Seager, Correa, Cargo, Upton, Cruz.
All right. I still wasn't listening.
You have no idea who's on the Dong Chasers team.
That was a BVP team.
Yes.
You want to chase some dongs, though?
I do want to chase some dongs. I want to know an updated... First off, I'd like to know the standings for last week.
I guess my thing is, do you get to go first?
I donged yesterday.
Yeah,
and
but
you
I donged
yesterday.
More recently. Mine was a 9 o'clock start yesterday, I think. It was a 4 o'clock start. I donged later.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Why
it doesn't
not?
Matter. That would be like, because in golf, this where basically the honor system comes from golf.
Okay.
And if we were playing golf and we both got.
But wait, why do you get to go first?
Because I was second going into yesterday, and you were third.
I don't think this is.
That's
how
exactly
this
how it works.
Yes.
Like, if we were playing golf and I made a 45 foot birdie putt, and then later. You made a 4 foot birdie putt because whoever's farthest away goes first.
We
still both got a birdie. You don't get honors because you made your putt after me.
This whole system is problematic now.
Why?
And I don't like it.
Okay.
You won last week.
I should just go first because of that.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay. What are the season long standings?
Mike is at 21.2. You're at 16.4.
Closing
I am
in.
At 10.977. So basically 11.
Basically 11.
Basically
yes.
11.
Yes. If we were rounding up, it would be 11. Do you have a count? Because it's been like 3 weeks since I've asked this.
Okay.
So I would guess you don't. But I'd like to know how many dongs we have. Because my goal at the beginning of the year was to have more dongs than anyone in baseball. I want to win the home run title in Dog Chasers.
Okay, let me see.
You can do that. I mean, it might take a minute.
Yeah, I think he could do that. Really,
yeah,
really
I
easily.
For my Dong Chasers pick, I am going to.
I believe Mark Trumbo leads baseball in dongs right now.
Todd Frazier has 18. How many
does
Trumbo
have? Okay, they're
tied. Okay,
you are two behind.
I have 16.
You have 16. Mike has 21. I have 11.
You have 11. Okay,
so I am leading Major League Baseball.
You are
Wait a
leading
second.
Major League Baseball.
Wait a second.
Dongs.
Wait a second. You just told us that the standings for the year. We're basically 21 to 16 to 11.
Yeah.
And that's also how many dogs we have?
Pretty much.
What? What?
No, that makes sense.
How?
How does that... What is the...
I don't understand what the issue is here.
What is the point of the scoring system, then?
If it's going to end up with the same...
Because it's not exactly 16. You do lose or gain points for the price of the player.
Okay.
I mean, that's he's it. Right. I think I had like 23 at some point. 23 yeah. points at one point.
Yeah.
But...
I'm just questioning everything.
Yeah,
about
I'm sure
this.
You are. Let's hear your Dong Chasers pick.
I'm gonna stick with my going just a little bit cheaper path.
Okay.
And because I think I know who Mike's gonna take. I'm gonna go with $2,900 Rougned Odor.
Okay.
Against Mike Fiers.
I'm going to I'm gonna go back to the well.
Yeah.
That donged me yesterday. And I'm gonna get Nelson Cruz.
Okay.
Going against a fly ball pitcher in Trevor Bauer.
Okay.
Wow. So my first choice originally was Eric Hosmer.
Yeah.
I was also debating Nomar Mazara.
Mm-hmm. I expected you to go with Mazara, and that's why I went Odor.
Yeah. I'm going to take Eric Hosmer, 3,600.
There you go. There you go.
Eric Hosmer. 3,400?
36.
34 on DraftKings, 36 on FanDuel.
So we got Hosmer, Odor, and Cruz.
Okay. That works.
I have two of those three in my lineup.
Yep.
You're going to regret not having Nelson Cruz in your lineup.
You're right. That's the one I don't have. Would you like my lineup?
Sure.
Okay. I've got John Lester
okay.
at pitcher. Really getting contrarian there. Salvador Perez and Eric Hosmer. Rougned Odor and Chris Bryant, who was... If there was no price consideration, I probably would have just taken Bryant for Dong Chasers.
He does not hit lefties well.
Well.
I'm just throwing it out there. He has not hit lefties well in his career. He has a sub-800 OPS against them.
Okay.
It's true.
Sure. Which is the best. Technically true, which is the best type.
His ISO is lower against lefties than it is against righties.
Yeah.
His plate discipline has been worse.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Javi Baez.
Okay.
With my shortstop. Nomar Mazara, Gerardo Parra, and Joey Rickard.
Okay.
Are my outfielders. Rickard just 2,200. We're assuming he will lead off against Danny Duffy. If he doesn't, I've got $300 there to play with.
No, Adam Jones would lead off.
I don't
oh,
think
yeah.
So. I think yep. Adam Jones would move back to third.
Wow. Mike just said you're wrong.
I could be wrong, but I expect it to be Rickard Machado Jones.
He knows the mind of Buck better than I do, maybe. I will give... I'm assuming, Mike, you have a Lester lineup?
I have a Lester lineup okay. with six of the exact same players.
Well, that's
great.
Really going to be helpful.
Let's run through that real
quick. I tell you what, usually when Mike and I agree, things go pretty well. So I think you should play the seven players that we're going to both play. Who do you have, Chris?
Well, why don't we hear Mike's lineup first?
Okay.
Okay. John Lester, Salvador Perez, Eric Hosmer, Rougned Odor, Chesler Cuthbert.
Sure.
Javier Baez.
Anytime you get a chance to play Chesler.
Yes. Dexter Fowler, Nomar Mazara, and Mitch Moreland.
Okay.
So basically Lester, Sal, Hosmer, Odor, Baez, and Mazara.
Yep. That's your core for the night. Build around that.
I have a Cubs stack.
Okay.
And I have Matt Shoemaker at pitcher. I've got David Ross at catcher. I am open to changing that, but it's a lefty. He might start.
Oh, he definitely. He's Lester's personal catcher.
Yep.
Well,
he will definitely
go.
Start.
Just like you were thinking.
Exactly. Well, I figured he'd get a start against a lefty.
Right.
Yeah.
Eric Hosmer at first base. Ben Zobrist at second. Chris Bryant at third. My dude, Wilmer Flores, who had a nice weekend filling in for David Wright at shortstop. He's only 2,500. Dexter Fowler, Lorenzo Cain, and Nelson Cruz in the outfield. So, little half Royals, Cubs, and a couple of guys.
We're all thinking the same thing. I think it's going to be a very profitable night.
Yes.
As long as the Royals don't get
and
shut out.
You know, we did not do our fan Dong Chasers pick, but that's because we did not get a fan Dong Chasers pick. You guys slacked today.
Yeah.
Get at us on Twitter at Heath Cummings Sr., at CTowerCBS, at Mike5754. What's the email?
FantasyBaseball@CBSI.
That's so easy to remember.
It is.
You could have your Dong Chaser pick read live on the show. Everybody just forgot.
Do you want a DraftKings lineup before we go?
Let's hear a DraftKings lineup. What the H?
All right. John Lester, Danny Duffy, David Ross, Eric Hosmer, Ben Zobrist, Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, Dexter Fowler, Jose Bautista, and Nomar Mazara.
That sounded a lot like a mixture of all of our FanDuel lineups.
Yep. Bautista, it's worth pointing out, he is cheaper than Whit Merrifield on DraftKings.
You should play Jose Bautista over
cheaper than Whit Merrifield in DraftKings, cheaper than Whit Merrifield in our hearts. That's what I always say.
The W is silent.
No, it's not. Whit. Have a nice night. We'll see you tomorrow.